Hello, beautiful. And what I want to know is, how are you today? You know, I always say is what's good with you. And today, it doesn't feel like a day that I can say that. Today is a historic day. It is the day that our Supreme Court overturned Roe versus Wade. And how are you feeling? Let's do an energy check-in. I want to check in with you. And you know what? I wanted to connect with you because I'm so angry and disappointed. I mean, we served this country. So that means on some level, we love it. Some of us more than others. But still, how can our daughters not have the same protection and rights that our mothers had? I'm pro-choice. I'm also pro-life, pro-abortion, but pro-birth control, pro-abstinence, pro-reality, pro-a woman's right to health care, to equality. How are you? I want to know if you are as angry as I am. I absolutely cannot believe this is the reality that we're living in, where cells that have not fully formed into a baby, those cells are more important than the life of a woman who has been here living. I keep seeing all of these memes and posts on social media about gun rights. And I'm all for gun rights. I think that with proper regulations and proper background checks and psych evals, you know, let us have our guns, right? But I can't argue with the fact that it seems like guns have more rights than women, that are respected and appreciated and valued more than women. I am not particularly religious. I am not big into that anymore in my life. But I was when I was young. So I'm very familiar with the Bible and everything that it has to say. And I think that if you are a Christian and you are any type of religion, that your right to that is important and you deserve it and it deserves to be protected. But this country is a place for religious freedom, even if that means no religion. It's constitutionally protected that you don't have to have a religion. And so why is it that people whose religious beliefs dictate what they need to do with their bodies and everything like that be enforced upon people who do not have the same belief system? You know, it's so confusing to me. And I want to know how you're feeling. I want to know. So find me on Instagram at the Female Veterans Podcast. Drop me a message in my DMs. Let's talk about it. I'm interested. Are you okay? Are you as angry as I am? You know, are you fine with it? Are you happy? I'm an open-minded person. I value and respect everyone's decisions. But this feels wrong. There are circumstances, surely, with the most religious of person could understand that an abortion might be a healthier choice. And I'm just going to share a little story with you. I had a friend once upon a time, and her little sister got pregnant. And it was a wanted pregnancy. It was something that she really wanted. And she was happy, and she was getting married. And they discovered that the child was going to be born with a lot of defects, right? and all of the organs on top of each other or something like that, and an issue with the child's brain, and it was likely to be stillborn, and it could harm the mother. She could potentially die if she gave childbirth to it, I think. So if I'm remembering accurately, but it was a bad situation. You get the point. It was a very, very bad situation. And they chose to go ahead and pray and have the baby. And they had faith. I was still religious at this point, so I was praying with them. And she had the baby. You know, she didn't die. It was a miracle. The baby didn't die. It was a little girl. It was a miracle that the baby didn't die, but she was born with all of those defects, right? And she did eventually die. And it was horrific for everybody, for all of us, because we were so believing that, you know, something would happen and the baby would be fine. And she chose to have the baby, but she also had the choice not to go through that experience, not to feel that pain, not to. My phone is literally blowing up as I speak with women writing to me, telling me all about how they're feeling on Instagram, on my main Instagram, at Kiativity. So if you want to follow me there, go ahead. You can see my photo shoot pictures and all of that other stuff that I do. But she had the choice, is my point. She chose to have the baby, and that's why I'm pro-choice. I don't know that I would have an abortion. I have two beautiful children. I was not presented with a situation that could be life-threatening for me or the child. You know, so I was not raped, thankfully, because a lot of us were not so lucky who served in the military. I did not get pregnant at a time where it would have been very difficult for me, for the child. So I feel very blessed by that. But I'm pro-choice because every situation is different. And if I recall correctly, the Bible teaches not to judge. So it's not my place to judge someone else's situation. It's not my place to tell them what they should be doing with their body, to judge them in any sort of way regarding that. So I actually feel there are options, certainly in some cases. I'm pro-adoption, although it can be very difficult for the adopted child, which I do know as well. You know, but I'm pro-options, really. That's what it is. I'm pro-options. There's options, and every woman deserves to have the basic human right to make that choice for herself. So I'm outraged. I'm hurt. I'm sad. Sometimes I think, where am I going to go? I need to leave this country. It's just so going in the wrong direction. But I love this country. I served this country. I put my life on the line. I swore an oath. I did that. You did that for this country. So what are we going to do? Because I think we have to do something. And we got to take action. And I think that we have to talk to each other and support each other more than ever. You know, whether you're religious, whether you're not religious, it doesn't matter. We're women, and no one should have the right to tell us what to do with our bodies. I understand that life is important, but it was determined the appropriate length of time that you could be pregnant and still get an abortion. It was law. And now a lot of women's lives are in danger. And what about, you know, people who live at the poverty level, right? What about them? They can't afford to cross state lines. You remember the coat hangers and all the women who died by taking things and doing things that, you know, were very unhealthy for them and dangerous, because of whatever their circumstances were. I cannot believe we're back there. I can't. So what are we going to do? I think the first thing is we need to talk to each other. So if you are feeling as frustrated and upset and angry as I am, or you just want to share a different opinion with me in a loving and respectful way, I encourage you to send me a DM at the Female Veterans Podcast on Instagram, and let's have a conversation. I appreciate all your ratings on Apple. If you're listening on Apple, I appreciate you, and Spotify, wherever you're listening. But I definitely appreciate the ratings on Apple. Very important to the growth of the podcast and helping me to continue going, doing this important work and sharing our stories as women. They need to be heard even more than ever. We are out here. We matter. And we need to stick together, no matter what you believe. Women's rights are human rights. Thank you for coming on this journey with me. Thank you for listening and supporting this podcast. I appreciate you. I love you. And I'll talk to you next time.